This right here is the first cup that those of you are going to be able to take in and brew. We got a special guest you. This is Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
Spelling artist, the subprime hero.
And we are crazy caffeinated and excited to get on to the day because we have Scott Joseph in the cafe, and he is brewing solutions with the car guy and the subprime hero, and we are going to find a way for you to get consistent about what it is that you do in your business. But first, you have to apply 3 F's. You got to get your dance on. Get ready to have some fun. Fred, you ready to have some fun?
Well, when am I not ready to have fun? That's like my middle name. No, it's actually John. But fun is a lot. It rhymes almost. John Fun. No, it doesn't even rhyme. But you know what? It doesn't matter. I like having fun. And the biggest thing is I like to learn while I'm having fun. And that's what we're going to be doing today, folks. We're going to learn some stuff.
Get your thinking.
Be educated. We're going to find the backstory on this guy, Scott Joseph. Folks, this is going to be a good morning. Get your day right. Let's get your brain going. Let's get you guys started. But first off, before we do anything, we know what we need. We need to listen to this.
Yes,
we are back.
Back in the cafe. Let's go ahead and just get him in here. We got a really incredible car guy that is bridging so many things together, so many spaces inside of his business, and we are so excited to be part of seeing these things happen and being alive at the moments in time where we all get to be part of actually crossing the bridges that are going to make connections happen throughout this industry, throughout business, and actually just throughout relationships that are going to be so valuable. Without further ado, welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast, Mr. Scott Joseph.
Yes, what's up, Scott?
Welcome. So excited.
How you doing, guys?
We're super pumped up to have you here. You know, I have been honored to be on your show a couple times now, and to have you on my show, and I know this is something we planned. We just had to get the schedule right, and now that we have you on the show, I'm real excited. I think the people out there are going to be excited to hear your story. I'm excited to get to know you a little bit more. You know, here soon we're going to ask you this five-liner, and I'm going to get to hear your story about where you came from, how you did this, what your motivation is, and that type of stuff is important for other people who are coming up in this game, or maybe somebody who's hit a plateau in the business and realized – are thinking that, man, am I going the right direction or do I need to quit? No, folks, you don't quit. And I'm going to tell you, Scott's going to explain why here in a little bit. But, we're excited. We do a lot of things during this show. We like to get stuff motivated. We like to get people motivated. Before we do anything,
we apply 3 F's.
3 F's.
What I want to do is, I mean, this is the feeling that I have at the moment. You know, when you're inside of a room with somebody and you're like, everybody's standing around and you're like, I want to get that picture with them. You know, so I want to get in there and get that picture. Like Scott's right there. He's in the cafe. Like,
oh my God, can I get a picture
right now? It's like you're sitting at the table with us. You know what I mean? And it's just, I want to go, hey, what's up, man? And just get that selfie real quick. You know what I mean? Hold up my cup, have some fun. You know what I mean? But we get to do that. Forget focus and flying. I'm just really, really pumped up that we get to talk about some solutions. Before we go into forget focus and flying, we want to thank our actual sponsors. We have Elite. Have the Think Ag Group.
You know what's going on. If you want to get a hold of Elite FI, you go to www.elitefi.com, elitefipartners.com, or go to thinkaggroup.com. Make sure you guys check them out, man. They are solutionaries out there doing some stuff, much like the J&O marketing company that we're going to be talking about today. I'm super excited. So, Scott,
welcome,
you
Scott.
Ready for this morning?
I am ready, and thank you guys for having me on. I appreciate it. Truly do.
No, I appreciate you for taking the invitation, man. It works both ways on that, so we appreciate that. So, before further ado, we're going to apply 3 F's.
The only thing that you ever really need to jump into a conversation with us, whether it's a Zoom video or it's sitting at a table, it's a little space for your arms. And that's going to be because we are some forgive, focus, and flyers around here, and we pump things up. We are going to apply the 3 F's that allow us to keep growing in life, and that is to forgive, focus, and fly. So we go ahead and put our hands on our shoulders, and this just represents all the things that hold us back. Put your hands right here. There you go. And then you're going to wipe that off on three. Forgive, focus, and then fly. One, two, three. Forgive.
Focus.
And fly.
And fly. And keep growing. Keep growing. Keep growing.
Thanks for jumping
in with us on that forgive, focus, and fly. We can't get our show going unless we do that. This is so important. You know, Lou, explain it for everybody real quick.
Well, you see, the weight of unforgiveness is something that sometimes we pile on ourselves.
Yeah, we do.
And we allow the things that happen inside of our day to actually get piled on us also. So it does take an intentional effort to wipe that off. But it often occupies your hands. Your hands can't be on the plow if you're carrying the load of unforgiveness and if you're carrying the load of failure or whatever it is that is a baggage. You have to wipe that off. Once you're free of it, once it's off your shoulders, you can focus on what it is that you need to do. And once you gain focus and clarity and understanding of where it is you're trying to go, you go there with intention and you fly. You begin flying, and, you know, once you're up in the air, you just keep that going. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Just like a bird, just like an eagle, just like those that are trying to go to higher heights. And I believe that we are of those people that are doing that. And now you definitely are. You know the moves. Now you can say you started flying with us. Welcome.
Welcome. You know, so now that you've been initiated into our club, right?
When I saw the intro video, I saw everybody doing that, and I thought, all right, I'm going to have to learn this. So
yeah, right.
Good to see what it was.
You were a professional at it. You did it perfect. I loved it, man. You're one of those first time I get it guys, right? So, no, we're excited. We got some guests already on. We got some people viewing already. I appreciate you guys for jumping on. Michael Dooley, he says, good day, guys. It's 12:45 a.m. here. He's all the way in Australia, down in New South Wales. He's actually a digital marketer down there. That's somebody you should probably, I don't know if you've already connected with him, but it'd be a good connection to have across the world. Yeah. Joe Constant, I can't pronounce his last name. Lou, you could do that last name, right?
Constacio.
I love that last name. It's so cool, man. Brian Norris.
Say it.
They're all making.
Say it.
They're all
say
saying
the last name.
Constacio.
Go ahead. All right. Nice.
Joe Constacio.
I like that.
Right?
That,
hey, forget about it. So you got Brian Norris. Brian Norris says, let's let the day get started. Good morning, guys. Yes, Brian, I appreciate you.
Thank
you for being
morning,
a supporter, like always. Sean Taylor's even on here.
What's
up, Sean Taylor? Jeff Freed, my friend. Yes, so we're going to get to this five-liner, Scott, and this five-liner is all about you. This is a way for us to be able to introduce you, ask some questions about you, and you to be able to talk. And we definitely want everybody to know where you came from and all those types of things. But the very first question is always the same question I ask everyone. What is your purpose? What is your why? What motivates you every single day to keep grinding and keep growing?
Well, I think I'm driven. I guess I have to go back to my parents, you know, in terms of what drives me or what my why is. I can tell you when I started J&L, and I started J&L before I got the dealerships, but my why at that point was always just to do as good of a job as I could. I never worried about the money. I wanted to produce results for dealers, and I just knew the money would come. So to be the best that we can, I think I wanted to be considered, at least when not me personally, but our company, to be considered the most professional. I wanted to be viewed as someone that could be, produce consistent results. When you get into marketing for auto, it can be very up and down because dealers want to see results and they want to see them right now. And so depending on the type of marketing that you get, it's not always easy to do. And I just wanted people to view it and know that they could count on us, knew we had their back, and in the end, the results would be there for them. So that was my whole focus.
Yeah, that's a good purpose. You know, it's that growth mentality. It's that knowing that you want to produce a product that is above and beyond what the average person's doing. You want to produce a product that actually follows up what it says it's going to do, right? And that's something that's very important because everybody has stuff out there. But some people drop stuff out there that doesn't bring any value. Actually, the value, the price of it exceeds way past the value. So the values are like not even worth it anymore, right?
Yeah.
Especially after they touched it one time. With you and what you're doing, you're trying to do that complete opposite of that. You're trying to make sure that the value exceeds the cost, which is huge. And I believe that's what you do. You're a solutionary. And I know y'all talk about solutionists with Sandy. You talk about a lot of things like that. And that's the exact mentality. There's a reason why I wanted to hook up with you guys because I see what you're doing out there, and I love what you're doing out there. I love just that whole move, count, crush. I mean, come on. I mean, or I think that is.
I can't take the credit. I can't take the credit for that, Fred, because that one we hired a company that came up with that one. But, move the crowd, crush the competition.
You take all the credit. You were the one who hired the company to make
it. I approved it. So I was like, yeah, I like that. So, you know.
I like it, too. And it's you know, and that's half the battle. A lot of people don't even take the initiative to hire anybody to do that. They would just give up. You know what? Never mind. You did that extra step. And that's why, yes, you give credit to somebody who helped you come up with it. But and I can honor that. But it's you who stepped forward and said, let's hire somebody to do this. When you have as many things that are going on in your life, such as you being an owner, and we're going to talk about this more, you're owner, you have a company, you're doing shows, you're interviewing people, you're traveling, you're hosting events, you're doing so many things, and that's just a little bit of that you do, and you're doing so many things, and you're rubbing elbows with all the right people, and when you do these things, you're in that type of mentality, and I respect that. So,
well, it's an honor to really just get together with people that don't just have solutions for other dealers and are trying to win the attention of a dealer or
right.
of a people that are trying to move their business forward, right? Because that's the competition you're in. You know, people only have time to pay attention to the things that are moving their business forward. And if they have time for other things while they're doing business, well, then they're distracted, right? They need to be focused on what's going to move their business forward. So having conversations with solutionaries like you that don't just have a solution for them, but know what it's like to stand in their shoes, know what it's like to have the same employee concerns that they have, you know, because when a dealer is making decisions about things, he's considering a vast amount of considerations going on inside of people. You know what I mean? That's an employer there. There's people that their lives are all connected to the very every decision that they make, which is a tremendous amount of pressure. You know what that's like. And have also learned marketing, right? And you learn marketing by the dealer vantage point, which is huge. You know what I mean? You're a marketer at heart, right? But you're a car guy that knows marketing, right?
You know, it's funny. I think I'm a car guy. I would reverse that. I think I'm a car guy at heart. And I wasn't getting there fast enough where I wanted to be. It became a marketer because I saw it as a quicker path to where I wanted to be.
That's huge. And because, one, you're a smart guy. Hello, people. He can see things. He's
a fortune teller.
He's paying attention.
Right?
He's doing calculations. He's running the numbers, right? And that's one thing that I do honor about your style of your interview and the things and the content that you put out there is that you're not just putting content out there just to be seen. You're putting content out there that gets business related. I pay attention to how in the conversations that you have, it may get out over here, but you'll pull it back to the business table real quick to say, somebody needs to leave this table, needs to leave this video, needs to leave this conversation, needs to leave this cafe with a cup filled with something that they can go improve on, right?
Yeah. By the way, I love the coffee angle, guys. I think that's awesome.
Well, we appreciate that, you know, and that's how it all formed, you know, the short version of why.
I love it. He takes the sip. Man, I mean, just let that clip.
So, you know, the whole point of the Car Guy Coffee, it's that energy that we have inside of us. You know, Lou was asked by one of his salespeople a couple years back, said, hey, what are you on? Because Lou is so hyped in this room. He dances. He gets his guys pumped up in the morning first thing. He tries to get them motivated to make the phone calls and do all the stuff. And they're just like, what are you on, Lou? And he's like, I'm on Car Guy Coffee. And that's exactly how that name came up, well before the podcast, but that's that energy, that Car Guy Coffee. That's what we have. That's what people like you have. You know, we got Sandy up here, and, you know, Sandy's saying Scott is the perfect balance of humility and hunger. What a great way of putting it. And that's exactly right. You know, and Sandy's a very, you know, smart guy. I don't think he would connect with you all the way from Jersey if he didn't believe that there was something
no,
about you.
No, they don't got time. Right?
You don't got time for that, right? You know, I'm up here in New York, Jersey. I'm a businessman. It's what I do. And I love that about Sandy. Sandy is that perfect, like, when you think of that guy, that's Sandy. And I love that we've connected with him also. Oh, you got Jamil on here also. Jamil's saying, Scott wishes it was the afternoon, though, not a morning person. Scott, you and I are cut from the same cloth on that, man. I am not a morning person much myself. He knows. I don't like mornings much, but you know what? I've gotten better at the mornings because I started doing interviews.
Let me tell you something about Jamil. He likes to give me a lot of shit, but – and am I allowed to say that on here, by the way?
You speak as much as you want.
So, you know, when the COVID hit, you know, the Rona, whatever we want to call it, I'm up at 4:45 every morning working out, saying my prayers. Not to sound like Hulk Hogan, but that's exactly what I was doing, all right? saying my prayers, eating my vitamins, exercising every single day, starting at 4:45. Jamil was still sleeping. Sometimes I'd already have half my day done. I'd call him, and he was just, I had to call him to wake him up. So pay no attention to him.
I understood. Jamil, look at you. Got called out.
Now, that's another, I haven't had a chance to speak with Jamil as much as I've talked with you and Sandy, but I need to speak with Jamil some, maybe try to get him on the show too. But that being said, man, we got a lot of people jumping on right now, making some comments. We got Evelyn Kelly with the Think Ag Group. She says, Joe, same here. But I've tried exiting and reloading, and it fixed it. Strange. Right. Yeah. So then, and then we got Jake Bishop of – he's actually up there in Louisville over at Bob Hook Chevrolet. He's a rep up that
way. Yeah.
And he's also got his own little show. What's up, Jake? Good morning. I appreciate you for jumping on here this morning. And Sandy hits us with the LOL. Sandy's having fun. I love it.
Bob Hook Chevrolet was one of the very first pitches I made for J&L Marketing, probably in the first five people I visited to try and sell our program to. I didn't get the deal, though.
Every opportunity helps you get better with the next one.
Right? Yeah.
And I could say that I actually had opportunity. This was probably 10 years ago, and I actually got them to do some marketing and advertising in a staffed event back when they had their Shelbyville store. Yeah, they had a Shelbyville store for a little bit. I don't know if they still have that store, but they used to have that right off that egg. I can't remember what exit, maybe 121 or something like that. But the
I remember Mr. Hook. Mr. Hook sat there, and I'm all excited, and the L was with me from J&L, and we're pitching this thing, and we think we've got something that no one else has got. And Mr. Hook just kind of, he goes, you know, what you're showing me, everyone's doing this. So I was like, oh, shit. I better come up with some additional stuff here to make this a little more valuable. But, yeah.
That's hilarious. And that's, again, that's something that dealers are very keen at. We're talking the car business, man. You know, this is the car business. You don't know better closers. You don't know better talking techniques. There's no people that have better swag about their flow. There's no people that know how to be precise about saying the right thing at the right time with the right emotion, how to move their hands, all of the things that some of the best sales.
How to do the takeaway and bring it back to them, you know. I love it.
In the car business. And that's something that I just love so much. I mean, I've been a student of selling so long, and people like you that are able to just really break some fun stuff down, but also see the connection points that have to happen. The experience is a lot of times what holds a lot of people up from being able to take big steps forward. And the reason why we're brewing together ultimately is because we're trying to trumpet a sound to solutionaries that you can go do some great things. You have access to great tools, great techniques, and you can go to work and do them for free. Let's just talk about how you can do them for free. And most of it is just mindset, right? Most of it is getting your mindset where it has to be in order for you to actually engage in the wrestle bout that happens with all of the other things that oppose somebody's growth. Whatever it is that you go through in life, folks, there's going to be opposition. Today is the day many people were waiting for, right? We're hoping that today's the big magical day, election day.
I'm so ready for this day to end.
The podcast is, it's going to be a different day. But on this day, so many people are like, oh, we can't wait till today. Then everything's going to be all right. It'll all be figured out. Folks, if you were waiting for today, you know what I mean, to get it today, well then, okay, cool. If today's today, then go do something today. Go make something happen for your business, for your life, for your family today, for the world today. People like Scott, people like Sammy, people like Jake, people like Evelyn, like all of the people that
Michael
we're so Bullen, connected
everybody
to, like,
is up
like,
here, man.
Like
wow.
all the way in Australia, they're deciding to take advantage. Australia, he's in a different continent, so the election that we're so pinned up on isn't stopping him from doing anything, and he's making money here in the U.S. based off of these tools that we are all connected with. So think about the capabilities that are out there, and you have a solutionary like Scott inside of the cafe that's able to dish out some of the behind-the-scenes action. Just be thankful for the moments that you have to take in this stuff, guys. I'm grateful for it. Thank you again for the conversation.
I'm so excited to have him here. Yeah.
I want to go on to another question, though. because it may give us a little bit more.
Well, before you do, I have to point out that Jamil did say, I think Car Guy Coffee has the best intro in the game.
It is. It's badass. I love it.
I appreciate that.
You'll be in there.
Soon you're going to be in that intro. Yeah, you're going to see you. So.
But no, I appreciate him saying that. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
If I knew I was going to be in the intro, I would have done, my technique would have been a little bit better. I don't.
You're okay. It's beautiful. Don't worry. We'll get everybody's technique together when we're inside of like a stadium or something.
Of course, much like you, when you had your, you know, you, when you had your fourth box meeting, we want to eventually have a Car Guy Coffee convention like that too. You know,
right. Yeah.
And that's something, maybe because we're so local, maybe next time you do that, we can help sponsor it.
We just get them.
And that's something we could do, is probably just sponsor like a lunch or dinner like we did last time. And then
we'll bring the coffee.
That. Supply. That's what I was going to say. Supply the coffee.
You got the coffee.
Oh, yeah, done. I'll make that happen at your next event. Your coffee is all Car Guy Coffee on the next
event. Nice.
Guaranteed.
They'll love that.
Oh, man.
I will, too. I do want to talk about somebody that's on the other side of the world. My brother has just recently been deployed, and he is jumping in and getting himself a sip.
What's going on, Joey?
Car Guy Coffee. Welcome, Joe. Love you. Talk to you soon. Take a bit of pictures. Enjoy the quarantine out there. Michael Dooley over in Australia.
He says that car guys are the best sales execs in the world.
The best.
Right. We adapt, we overcome, we've had more opportunity at a very fast pace to learn and lose and win and keep doing those things. That's what I love about this car business. You know, I tell that to people. Like, there could be a mortgage. Mortgage is great. You know, being a realtor and all that stuff, you can make great money. And it's great, I mean, great money. You have to be very educated, you have to be very motivated. But in this business, you have so much for quick growth. You could talk to 10 people in one day and make 10 mistakes or make 10 perfect deals or make 5 and 5. It doesn't matter. But you have 10. You can do that fast of a pace. And you can make instant gratification when it comes to income. It's like, you know, you don't have to wait 2-3 months for them the deal to clear, for them to get the check from the bank, for them to sign all their mortgage paperwork. All that stuff is much quicker. You know, that's what I love about this business. So, yes, we are the best sales execs in the world. And we all can do whatever we want to do. And we're proving that. Look at guys like Scott today. You know, guys like, and there's so many of us out there that are car people that have really gone. He said, Michael Dooley says, what election?
Yeah, he says,
I think the whole world's talking about our election, whether they're laughing at us, whether they're feeling bad for us, or whether they're just excited for us to get it over with, because that's all we're talking about here. Enough about the election,
yes,
though.
Yes.
All right. So, number two.
Dose. So, because we have you here, we, of course, have to know the origin, a little bit of the origin story.
Yes.
What was it, Scott Joseph, that got you into the car business? What made you make the transition into being a car guy for life?
Well, I have to go back to my dad. We went from a family, he was selling vacuums at Sears, all right, and left that job in the late 70s, 78, 79 range. Probably didn't make the wisest choice. He went to sell Lincolns that were longer than this room in the middle of the oil crisis. But he ended up being in top 20 in the nation, and obviously – going from selling vacuums to selling cars at that volume, our lifestyle changed pretty quick. And so as he went on and got promoted to sales manager, then general manager, and started running his own store, it was just a night and day difference. And I was hooked immediately. I always admired my dad, looked up to him. So, you know, I wanted to follow in those footsteps. So, you know, that decision for me in the car business was very easy. So, but, you know, it's funny with J&L, you know, my dad was on, I was going to school at University of Louisville. And so my dad was off on a 20 group. I was only, I think, halfway through my sophomore year, the first semester. He's off on a 20 group. And I'd already been working at the dealership as a lot boy. I don't know what we're calling them now, but lot boy at the time. You know, washing cars, taking my lunch break, watching sales training videos, and trying to convince him, let me sell, let me sell, let me sell, and he'd never let me do it. So he's off on a 20 group one day, and I just sat there and said, you know what, I'm gonna drop out of school, I'm gonna start selling cars. I called up he was a finance manager who was getting ready to become a sales manager at Jeff Weiler, Chrysler, Plymouth, and Suzuki up on Beachmont Avenue at the time, up in Cincinnati. I called him up. I'm living in Louisville, still at home with mom and dad. And he goes, well, when can you come up for an interview? And I said, right now. So I drove up there, got the job on the spot, moved out, that night, moved up to Cincinnati. And mom and dad came home from the 20 group and their oldest son had dropped out of school and was selling cars.
Yes.
So, you know, the only reason I even started J&L is, you know, I'm 3 months in and getting my nose bloodied left and right, and things aren't turning out the way I thought I'd go in there and this is going to be easy. I'm going to kick my dad's ass in terms of whatever he was able to accomplish. And that didn't happen. And so Mr. Weiler comes in, and you got to understand, my dad was a top producer for that organization for a very long time. So Mr. Weiler's giving us front row tickets to, you know, back then it's WWF. And Mr. Weiler, I looked up to him too, because I was always around them and I was just a little kid growing up through all this. And so here I am 3 months in, I'm 19 years old. And he comes to the store one day, pulls me into an office. And his first question is, you know, why'd you drop out of school? And I just sit there and say, well, I want to do, which was to become a general manager, run my own store. I didn't feel like I needed school to do that. I felt like I could sell my way through just about anything and learn the rest. And so Mr. Weiler's going in and talking about all the things I would need from school. I mean, he started getting into understanding how the yen relates to the dollar and this and all that and what a general manager would need 10 years from now. And as soon as he said 10 years from now, I'm thinking to myself, well, shit, I didn't drop out of school to wait 10 years to be a GM. So, you know, in my mind, you know, I look at the reps that I work with now, who I am always in the back of my mind thinking, man, they're entitled. They expect this. They expect that. But I was the same way. You know, when I was young, I thought I deserved everything at this moment, long before I was ready for any of it. But eventually I started J&L just simply because I thought it was going to take me too long to get to where I wanted to do in the auto. And then, you know, J&L became successful enough that I was able to buy the dealerships. So
That's so huge. He dreamt so far out of the box.
That's the only way you get there. You have to, in order to get where you want to get, like something like that, you have to make your target bigger than you can imagine. You know, when you have that big target, you know, you talk about you're trying to bypass because you're like 10 years. I don't have time to wait 10 years. No, I mean, 10 years, especially at that age when you're just, you know, you're young in your early 20s and you're like, you know, shoot, I don't have 10 years. You know what I mean? We think that, you know, that's like a lifetime because it is during that. That's half your life. You know, it's such a long time.
Yeah, it's a great point, you know, because I'm, you know, it's 19, so it's over half my life. And so I'm sitting here thinking, well, hell, if it was going to take years, I would just stayed in school and had fun.
Right.
I know, right? I mean, U of L was a good time. I don't know what I'm thinking now, right? So, but no, that's pretty neat. You know, Lou's actually a huge Cards fan. You know, we're not that far from you. We're just down here south in Elizabethtown area.
Yeah.
So, you know, for us, you know, he's a big Cards fan. So
Probably been to more Cards games than
I've been to more Cards games than UK games. I'm not going to lie, but that's because
you got to love that, right? There's got to be a win for us in that one, right?
Yeah, it raises the I don't know. It takes the show up a notch in terms of just, you know, brand.
I agree. I completely agree.
And I love
it. Should be brewing Card Guy Coffee, and so should UK. I believe that
both of them. Hey, there's been some good car guys that come out of there. I know Patino. I know that there's been a few people who've owned dealerships that came from UK.
Yeah.
Came from Louisville. Patino's a U of L UK guy, which
yeah.
I'm a huge fan. I can't believe all that happened. I love Patino. My heart's still broken. He's the only reason that I don't hate Louisville. You know, to be honest with you, because I used to be in the '90s. I was like, no way, Cards X the Cards, right? And then he came over, and then I was like, well, you know, I think I might watch some Cards play.
Right.
But, you know, you guys got a great tradition there, and you know, obviously, I'm sure you're still a huge fan. You probably
get season
tickets the whole nine. The Cards are a lot of fun. You know, there has been a lot of fun to watch them play football the last few years. Their basketball team's usually always something special, even with the situation that went on. I think they have a great coach in there right now, and I love that rivalry that he's got going on with Cal right now. So,
yeah, he does.
Those little spits that they're throwing at each other. I can't wait for the game. But,
just Louisville itself has such an upgrade culture,
Louisville,
right?
Awesome.
As far as being a fan over the years and being here and being in Kentucky and seeing, again, we don't have an actual professional team, folks. For those of you that don't really know and you're trying to, what is Kentucky's professional team? There isn't one.
Not
we
one.
Don't have any of that. So college culture is so huge for us, but there's a culture of upgrade we've been experiencing. If you're a Cardinal fan, whether it was the Yum Center to the stadium keeps getting upgraded. You know, so many things keep happening, and that's great for car guys to enjoy. You know, because we always like to see the newer, the better, the more fun. Mm-hmm. You know, and that, it is interesting how that culture has been upgrading.
Yeah. Oh, well, I think the University of Louisville does a great job. They really do what any really successful person does, and that is they have great vision and they think huge.
They do not
have limiting beliefs on what they think they can accomplish. That university truly believes that in 10 years they can compete for a national championship in football. They know they can in basketball, but they believe it in football. And, you know, whether they get there, obviously there's a lot of universities with a lot more tradition. And have some advantages right now on the recruiting side, but you don't get there without believing first and thinking big.
It is. It's exactly right. And that's business. And that's exactly how you get anywhere in business if you want to do some massive growth. Louisville, I know we keep talking about U of L, but it is a good comparison because if you look at Louisville right now and you look at the campus, you look at how much they built, how they built up all their sports programs. They built up all their programs, how they made the campus look way more appealing, how it's easier to walk around and get to all the games for all the students instead of having to take buses over to, you know, to the fairgrounds and stuff like that, right? Now that's all right there. They can walk to the football stadium, Cardinal Stadium. They can go, you know, Yum Center's downtown, but man, I tell you, Yum Center is special.
Yeah.
It is special. I've been to Rupp, but Yum has it hands down. It is one of the best places to do anything, whether it's watch Cards play basketball, go watch a monster truck rally, watch a concert, a comedy show, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Man, that Yum Center has it going on. And, a pro team, he talked about we don't have one yet, but I really hope. There's rumors that there might be, because of this whole situation, Toronto basketball team.
Yeah.
I heard that they might come down here and play. Because they're, you know, because they're the line, so they're going to bring the team here, so they don't have to travel different countries during this time.
I think as soon as the city has the same type of vision and think as the university does, things like that could happen.
Boom! I love it.
until that happens, you know, the university will keep outpacing the city.
That's no doubt. Before we get to the next question, we got Evelyn says.
Speaking of think.
Great. Yeah. Think, Adam. She says, wow, look where you are now. She loves the story. Great reminder that anything we've done in life, we probably did a crappy job for the first time. It takes a little persistence. And she's right. Sandy says it's hard work. Vision and Jamil makes it all work.
Right. Okay. I hear you. He says, hey, we need to check your contents of your coffee cup. It's too early for bourbon and cigar, right?
Well, not on election day. Not.
No, I think it's never too early.
Today, right now, it's not too early. Let's see. And then Sandy says, Vince Tyra, great leadership at U of L. That's right.
You know, I'm glad I'm on here on election day. I don't know. Yeah. You know, that there are so many people that worry about this result, you know, and or are hopeful that they get the result they want as if everything is going to change for them. And it's if that's your mindset, boy, you are really one of the advantages I feel like I have in interviewing all these leaders for the podcast is you really get exposed to the way very successful people are thinking. So, you know, hopefully your audience views this episode the same way. But but I will say one thing that they all have in common, and I'll steal a line from Tony Robbins, and that is they expect the best, but they are prepared for the worst. Mm. And if you expect the best, right, you're positive, you're confident, you realize that none of this outside crap matters. You control your own destiny, and when you are prepared for the worst, you do what you have to do to always win, right? You prepare, you practice, you put in all the effort, the hard work, and anybody I've ever interviewed that has had any type of massive success has all done those things. I can tell you, I've been very lucky in the sense of my mindset. Very early on, when I started J&L, you know, there was an election that I worried about at the time. And I don't like to worry. I feel like when you worry, you experience the same amount of pain as if whatever you're worrying about actually happened. But, you know, I'm not perfect. So, you know, I was worried at the time, but I remember saying to my dad, I was like, well, it don't matter. Give me the new rules and I'll beat anybody else that I'm competing against. I just need to know what the new set of rules are. So, you know, that's all that matters, because it's not who wins this election that's going to make or break your company, you, your sales, whatever it is that you're trying to achieve. Because the things that make people successful are things that it doesn't matter what the rules are. It's the preparation. It's the vision. It's the dedication. It's the passion. These are virtues. These are things that the outside world has nothing, it has no impact on any of those things. So, you know, I'm glad we're doing this on Election Day.
Yeah, I am too, and I'm glad to have you here on Election Day, because those points are exactly right. What he just said there, you only have control of what you have control over. What the election results are, you can go and vote, but what control do you have? So don't focus on things you don't have control over. Focus on what you do. So now when there's a new set of rules out there, I love how you said that. When there's a new set of rules out there, you just got to adjust to those rules and then crush the game from there.
Come on.
It doesn't matter. People who are successful and people with the right mindset will always be successful. We've all been alive long enough to see plenty of presidents, different economies, different ways of people budgeting, how this world's going to be. But we've all made it, and we've all done extremely well. I've made it through every type of administration as an adult that I could imagine, right?
The crazy stuff. Yeah, the most successful people, doesn't matter what's because they're going to always outwork you.
Right.
They're always going to outprepare you. They're going to do what it takes to win. And so the goal might change, the goalpost might change, but it doesn't matter.